Okay, on today's episode, we are talking about how to create consistent content. I've got 10 tips to keep it going. So buckle up, let's head on in.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, creating consistent content. Creating content is this thing that we trip ourselves up on so easily. And as long as you have a few things in place, it's almost like the structure or the framework that you created actually forces you to continue creating your content. So it creates that consistency and it still keeps it interesting and engaging. So that's exactly what we're going to dive in on here today. I have some tips as well to share with you. But really, we've identified kind of 10 top ways that you can set up a system that's going to keep you creating content consistently. All right. So here we go. The very, very first step is to commit to a schedule. And the best way to do this is by creating some form of a show. Now, we have a toolbox, a podcast called The Content Toolbox. And with that, we have shows that we release. So there's a solo episode that releases every Tuesday, and there is a guest episode that releases every Thursday. So because of that, I know that we have to have content ready and put together for each show, right? So it keeps me on a schedule when I'm having to consistently create the stuff, make sure that it's ready in advance so that it's ready to release on that same date. Now, just because we're doing a podcast doesn't mean that you need to do a podcast as well. Some people do YouTube shows. Some people do like Instagram shows. Some people do a Facebook story or a Facebook post or a Facebook live or something that happens every day at the same time. When you turn it into a show and you create, this is my content quickies. This is my, I know Catherine Jones did the 9 at 9, right? It doesn't mean that it has to be a show, but what you're doing is you're saying, hey, I promise to you that I am going to create content and I'm going to put it out every week at the same time. So you know on Tuesday mornings when you're sipping your coffee that there's going to be some new content by yours truly with the Content Toolbox, right? So creating that consistency not only helps your audience to engage and stay engaged, but it helps to keep you accountable by forcing you to still kind of stick in that same structure. So there you go. You want to commit to a schedule by creating some form of a show. All right. Secondly, what you want to do is create a topic list. Sounds like a whole lot easier than it can be sometimes when you're staring at that blank calendar. So here's the process that we use. We will schedule ahead anywhere from 1 to 3 months, kind of depending on where we're at in the quarter. Then we look through and say, all right, what is it that we are going to be launching, promoting, scaling, whatever? Is there content that needs to support that, those marketing efforts? And if that's the case, then we kind of wrap content topics around what it is that's going to support a launch, because all of that's just going to help drive traffic to your launch, right? It's also bonus points. Like, this is the other thing that we do is we perform an SEO audit, right? And we go out and look at competition and where we're ranking and topics that we need to be talking about to support the business overall. And so we have, for us and clients that we work with, we have an entire SEO list of like over 100 topics that we know these are all topics that we need to create content to dominate on, because those are the low-hanging fruit that we've identified that we can actually grab to be able to rank on and So that's the content that we need to create. So we just have this long-standing list of content, and I'll actually share a screenshot here to show you guys. So we actually imported that into our ClickUp project management system, right? So whenever I'm looking through and I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about here? I already have a preset list of all of that stuff. So that's the second thing. And bonus points if you wrap it around SEO research, because then your content is not only growing and supporting your business and what you do and how any marketing efforts and stuff that you have, but it's also creating this like attraction magnet, bringing traffic into you because you've identified the terms that people are searching for when they're trying to find the answers to the solutions that you solve, right? So it's twofold and it makes your content work double for you, which we love, right? Absolutely. Okay, so that is the second thing is you want to create a list of content. Third is you want to create a storyboard, because for everything that we do here creating content, one of the things that I truly believe that makes it super engaging is to include and share stories, right? And this is not just me. We did an entire workshop on it. There are a million posts that everybody out there has talked about how to create engaging content is through story, right? Through the art of story. So what we want to do is make sure that we actually have a whole network of stories readily available. So this is where you want to create that storyboard. Anytime you're out in life, in the weekend, your kids do something, your pet does something, you want to grab that information and add it to your storyboard. Because what you're going to end up doing, ideally, is matching up your stories to your content. So you have something personal and relatable to the content that you are producing that's supporting your SEO efforts. So see how it all just kind of starts to mix into each other and create this thing that is super engaging and is sitting here making you watch me, which is awesome, right? So you want to maintain that storyboard. I will tell you guys, like, I went ahead and just shared a story most recently, even for this episode, and I wrote about it. You can see it in the blog, but it really had to do with snow sabotaging me and making it so that I was supposed to record a bunch of this stuff over the weekend. I did not. It's now here in the morning, and I have a show tomorrow. If I had not already committed to that schedule and didn't have this ready, like I was supposed to film this weekend, didn't feel like it because I fell in the snow, got totally beat up. Here I am Monday morning still producing this because it has to be done because I've stuck to that schedule. I also already had a list of topics because we did our SEO research. So I knew what I wanted to be able to talk about and I just mapped up a story to this. So me falling in the snow became a story that I wanted to share, and now here it is that I'm sharing with you guys, because I'm sure that you've all had some sort of moment where you fall and have some sort of epiphany, right? That's what we're wanting to share here. So record those moments because you never know when you can pull them back up and use them in your business content. Yes. All right. Next up, we want to schedule that content. So you have your list of topics, you have your list of stories. So you want to take your list of topics and map that out on a content calendar, whether that is once a week or twice a month or whatever. You want to actually put that out on a calendar and say, here's the topic that we're going to focus on right now. And remember that you want that content to, as best you can, support the marketing efforts that you have happening, as well as your SEO efforts, as well as keep in mind that life happens and your content calendar can be flexible, right? So don't beat yourself up. It's okay. But just this helps you. If you end up needing to shift some topics around because something comes up or whatever, do it. And pro tip is it's also nice to have a few extra episodes or whatever of your show ready to go. So those weeks when you fall ill or you fall in the snow and you can't actually perform, or like you're unable for whatever reason to be able to create, reach into that vault and grab some of the information. It makes it much, much easier to be able to stay consistent if you already have, like, you understand there's some flexibility, because life happens, right? And in order to maintain that, you just kind of have a fallback plan. We do this for ourselves as well as for clients that we are working with. So for every topic that you have outlined, you actually want, whether this is some sort of a, like, we do bullet points and we keep it all together in an outline. So when I'm mapping out what it is that I'm going to be talking about in an episode, I will go do my own extra research, right? What else am I going to reference? Whose other brain am I going to tap into and bring this information in? What are the bullet points of the things that I want to talk about on this topic? So I actually create a bullet outline of the things that I want to talk about. And if you guys actually saw behind the scenes, what's happening is I'm standing here recording this to you, but I have my bullet list, which I'll share a screenshot of, but I have my list up on the computer and I'm like, okay, this is the next thing that I'm talking about because I've already researched, I've already outlined it. I know exactly how the show's going to go. In addition to that outline is I also go through, and here's where I pair up the stories from our storyboard to which story I'm going to tell in the episode and make sure that there is that, like, that path, that journey sequence that you're going through. So I have something personable and relatable to share as I'm going through all this other content, because let's face it, if we're just talking about content, especially for online marketing, it can be kind of boring, right? And when we get into all of our content repurposing and things like that, like, we want to repurpose good information, which we're getting to here in just a sec. But all of that stuff matters by having personality and character in it. So that's why you want to outline what you're going to talk about and then match it up with your stories. So you want to create that bullet list. You know what you're talking about. Along the same lines, another thing that you want to do is have a checklist. I know it should become the same thing that you are, the same process you're repeating time after time after time, right? However, we have found it is much, much easier even for just getting started. So if we have all these different steps as we take from our content, producing our content into our production process. But with that, like with every step, there are checklists and different tasks that get assigned to different people on our team because we've developed a very specific process that has, here's the steps, here's the checklist. So everybody knows they go through the same things every time. We also use a template, a document template, where we are putting all of the main core content here, what keywords we're targeting, what is the core emotion that we're tying back into a story, what's the outline of the story that we're including, what are the tips that we're going to share? So we have a very specific format that we follow for every one of these episodes. So it makes it much, much easier to continually walk through it, because when that part of your brain doesn't want to work, like, okay, I can come up with a story, but what am I going to do to produce this right here? Then that part is all done. You don't even have to think about it. It's just walking through those steps to get your stuff done and done consistently on time and in the same way. Another thing that we do is we actually share, we have a visual layout of our blog post when we get into content reproduction. So we have, like, for every episode that happens, here's all the ways that we're going to repurpose this. It's the same thing every time. And then we also have a visual diagram of what our blog post looks like and which repurposed content we're using to fill that blog each time. So it kind of becomes a process that is easy to replicate and follow, and one that has been easy for our clients to adopt as well in going through this process. All right, so the next step is to actually centralize your content. So you have your processes we just talked about, your checklist and all of that stuff. We store all of that stuff in a project management system. Then we have created a centralized process. So I mentioned that we have a template. We have a episode template. It's just a Word document, but we have different content inside of that. That's like, here's our core content. And then, like I said, here's the key target keywords that we're going after. Here is the title. Here's the intro. Here's the subtitle. So all those things consistently get written during our repurposing step, which is the next one. I know I keep talking about it, but you gotta have that in mind when you're thinking about how we're gonna get your content out consistently. So right now, you want to have, like, inside of our episode template document, we have links to everything related to each episode. So if I am referencing external links, they're all included in there. If we have links to guest resources and things that are on the show, they are on there. Any place that we publish our content, so the YouTube link, the Libsyn link, any link to our graphics, what else do we do? Oh, our blog post, duh. So our blog post link. So we want all of those links are all stored in one document. So it's all just nice and tidy, one place. Everybody on a team knows where to go to find that information at any given time. So that's very important to have a centralized place that all of your information is stored. And then as we go into the next step, which we're here, I keep promising, talking about repurposing. When we get into repurposing, you still want to have the same thing. You want to have the original core recordings and the original transcript and the original research and all that stuff in the folder, as well as the actual written blog. For us, it's our written blog. We create quotes. We create tip graphics. We've actually been doing tip reels. Listen, there's a lot of things I can do well. Dancing is not one of them, but I am still doing some Instagram reels if you want to go check them out. It's at the Virtual Jen or at Farm the Den. Anyway, go check those out because we have been doing some fun reels where we've been turning our content tips that we produce every episode, right? We've been turning those into reels. So for every episode that I record, I know I'm writing a story, I'm recording, I'm filming this just for you. Then I'm doing all my tips and all that stuff. All of that information gets stored in the same folder. Then our repurposing. They start working on the graphics for each of the quotes and for the tips and the blog and the infographic and the email and everything that happens from all of our content repurposing that we're doing, all lives in that same folder, right? Along with, we have very specific repurposing steps. So when we first start out, it's like every new episode that gets done, here is how we're repurposing it. And then we know, like after we go back and we look at things, we're like, oh, this one is doing amazing, awesome. So now we're gonna repurpose it even more. So we do like a deep dive repurpose. So content repurposing is going to help you in your content consistency, like consistently creating that good content, because you've done your research, you're following your checklist, you have that whole process that you're going through. Now, you've created those core episodes, those core shows, whatever you want to call them, whatever media format that you're starting with, which should be one that you love, otherwise you won't want to do it, right? That is done the one time. You as the attractive character or you as the business owner are going to create that show, that content. That is the initial core content, right? You have to produce that. Nobody else can. Content repurposing comes in and you can then maximize your efforts, and that's what helps to create that consistent social calendar for all of your posting, to consistently be adding content onto your blog. That's where all of that consistency comes from, because you have a repurposing process in place. That was a lot of P alliteration there. Anyway, so you want to make sure that you have set up whatever your content repurposing is going to be. Because remember, keep in mind, so for us, we have two episodes that go live each week, right? We have Tuesday and a Thursday. A lot of people only do one episode a week or like two a month. Any of them are totally fine, whatever you can commit to. But when that goes live or airs or whatever that's happening with the platform that you're on, then remember that you have posts that are like, hey, this episode's live, right? It doesn't have to stop there. That's where the content repurposing picks this up and then says, okay, I can now, like I have 10 posts that I can do that's going to talk about this one episode. So remember when you're looking at those posts and you're working on your repurposing schedule is that, okay, the main thing is going to go live this week, but that doesn't mean that the repurposed, you know, this quote and this video snippet and this like headliner audiogram thing, all of those things can play out. So if you create, say, 10 different repurposed content, media content types from each one of your episodes, you could put two or three of them in the week that your episode goes live, right? But that leaves you 5 to 7, if I just did my math correctly, that actually can space out. So even if you said, I'm going to do two next week and then one a week for the following several weeks until we've used up all the content. So let's see here. Main episode live, we're going to post three, right? And then the next week, we're going to post two posts about that same episode. So that's 2 weeks, right? And then we have five more weeks. So listen to that. That is 2 months of promotion of this main core content that you just started with. And then the beauty of it is because you're creating those core episodes, that core consistency, and you're following that same routine, then what happens is all of a sudden your weeks get packed with different types of content because you are sharing each, you know, you're sharing them out a week. Well, that's this week. And then the next week you have another episode that's sharing out a week, right? And that process continues. So before you know it, you have a week and you've got 10 social posts scheduled for the week and they're all going to different content. That is what creates an amazing content calendar and also helps to keep driving traffic back to that same consistent content that you're producing. Whew, how many times can I say content in one sentence? That's crazy. All right, so that's how content repurposing really helps to continue with your exposure and get that stuff out. But you are able to really share the longevity of that. And you know, I just gave you a 2 month example. It can literally be a year, whatever you want. That content that you created, the initial stuff, evergreen, that just keeps on living. You can keep repurposing and sharing information about that, driving people back to your blog or back to your core content. So repurposing is the key. All right, so our final tips are very simple and pretty straightforward. One thing that you really want to look at is batching up that content. So you already have a list. You know the things that you want to talk about and share. So batch record it. Set up one day a month where you can actually go in and record all of that information. And then the next step is leverage the team and the resources and the tools that you have. So if you have an internal team or you want to outsource, you know, once a month or something, like however you are getting help to create this, as long as you have those processes, those checklists, all of the steps outlined, all you're doing is creating that initial core stuff and then you're turning the lever and having your team or outsourced help helping to create and produce all the rest of that repurposed content, putting it into your content calendar, and then there you go. That's how you maintain that consistency, by pulling that lever of how you're gonna get some extra help using the tools and from your team and resources from software and stuff that you have. So in terms of software, if you want, and you're publishing on multiple different platforms, use scheduling softwares for social media. There are things like Hootsuite, Publer, AgoraPulse. Like there's a ton of different scheduling tools that you can take advantage of. We use, personally right now, we're using Tailwind and Publer, and we have used Hootsuite a lot in the past as well, but like there's awesome tools. Take advantage of those because then you already have this stuff mapped out. You have your content calendar. You know where all your resources and stuff live. So you can literally just pop it on the calendar and then once a week go in and schedule out all of your stuff. So that's a great place to start, leveraging some of the power of your team and your tools. And the final thing I will say is just keep it up. Keep going, because even those days when you feel like, I do not want to sit here and stare at the camera or write another blog or any of that, if you are staying with that consistent calendar, you already have the steps in place. So it's like, all right, just sit down, plug in, follow your own process, right? Keep doing it. There are studies, and I'm actually going to share a chart here, but there's a lot of studies that show the power of evergreen content. So evergreen meaning I'm talking about stuff, content, topics, things that can continue to live on and will still be relevant now or 5 years from now. So creating that content has a compounding effect. So I know you've probably heard the term compounding in terms of like interest with credit cards. That kind of compounding is bad because it's compounding the interest, right? We are talking about compounding the traffic back to your site with visits to come check out this content that you are creating. It, like, the more you produce and the more traffic keeps coming in, it just starts, it's kind of like network marketing, right? You tell one person and then that person tells two people and then so on and so forth. It grows. That's like nature of compounding traffic. And it is going to be worth it for you in the long run. All that stuff does not go away. It just continues to build authority. That's why we want to do it. And having that consistency in terms of posting, your branding, your messaging, all of those things are just going to help keep attracting people in and to your offer so that you can help more people and grow your business. All right, that is all for now. I am going to share some amazing links in here. Make sure that you go check out the blog post for this episode and grab our, we have multiple different template guides here if you want to see what we're doing to include for our blogs, if you want to see how we are setting up our ClickUp account to put together project management, go visit all of this stuff at thevirtualgen.com and you can find any of the tools and resources available there that will help you out. So catch you on the next episode. Keep producing that content. Just get out there and do it. Absolutely going to be worth it. Set up a system and follow it. All right. See you guys online.